Is it nice to see the power plant come through at the end, but you couldn't build momentum off of the first?
Yeah, that's one thing as a group, and especially when you play special teams, and especially when you play the power play, is it wasn't working for us in the first, and, you know, Chicago had something to say about that. And when we didn't score on those power plays, I think our game went downhill, and Chicago took complete advantage of us, and that's how we went down 2-0. And I think we needed that period break there to regroup and understand there was a lot of game left, and we're probably gonna get another look on the power play at some point. But we just can't let frustration set in when everything doesn't go our way, because it's gone away a lot. And I thought the boys, you know, they regrouped, and, you know, the subsequent power plays were much better than the score until the end, but, you know, I just gotta hang in there, and that's what they did.
In 2015, you guys went the whole year without losing more than two games in a row at any point in the year. Do you talk about that? Is that something you think about at all in terms of trying to rebound from efforts?
No.
Or are you more concerned with the effort?
The one thing about that was a pretty remarkable thing that went on that year, but you can't, there are times you can lose games and have an unreal effort. Maybe you get beat by back, you know, goalies in back-to-back or whatever it is, but it's how you're playing. And we had a really bad start to the Islander game. I can't sit here and say we played poorly the whole game. We had a bad start, got behind, couldn't come back. You know, tonight we were fortunate not to come back. It's tough, though, that we've gone behind by a couple in our own rink, but to sit here and bat, you can't really, I don't want to compare this team to 2015. It's such a long, that team went to the Stanley Cup final. This team, we're growing together, and it's so early. And that 2015 team didn't start the way this team did. So, you know, it's different group, different players. But if they can keep that streak going, it'd be a really nice thing.
Steph goes, I mentioned Callahan might have been one of the best players on the ice tonight. I mean, know as much as you got help from Stamkos being back, how much have you missed Callahan's presence last year when he's brought?
Well, I thought that Cedric Paquette coming back in the lineup really, you know, helped with that line. We have a true center there, and they've played together. You know, they played a lot against the Taze line tonight, and they've done that in 2015, and had success. But they had energy tonight. They were, you know, obviously we don't come back and win that game without that line. But that's how they have to play. And it was great to see them do that tonight, and hopefully that can push them forward here, because we've had a lot of scoring and production from the, you know, two of the lines, and to get, you know, scoring depth, that'd be really help us.
Do you sense any frustration in Stamkos, Kucherov, that line, because it hasn't looked as good the last couple of games? They haven't gotten the same kind of looks as they have previously?
Well, here's the thing. They were on such a pace. It was absurd. It was 80s hockey pace is what their point totals were going. And today's game, especially, you know, the way we've had our start, and I'm sure that as you've watched teams come in here, they're giving us their best shot. And when you're producing the way they're producing, there's really good coaches in this league. They're going to pre-scout. They're going to dig in and try and find out what can stop lines, and you have to fight through it. And those guys, you know, they came through in the end for us when we needed them. And, you know, Cooch isn't going to get a point, but you look at the play made in the half wall, it was unreal. And then they did their thing. And so you can't sit here and, you know, I don't want to sit here and say, judge, oh, well, they didn't have 3 points each. It was a poor game. That's not the case at all. We got the points we needed. That was the two to win the game. And those guys think that way. And you know, naturally, do they want to score? Yes. But in the end, they're happy with the 2 points that the team got more than what they got.
Stamkos has said he doesn't feel like he's at where he wants to be yet. Is that kind of a scary thought? He's got more.
Well, it's not. I don't know. It's not scary. I think it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a long year, and he's done extremely, obviously extremely well for us, and especially how he bounced. He's bounced back from a tough, injury last year. But the big thing is for him just to keep maintaining this and build. If he feels he's not playing his best, that's a good thing for us.
Aside from just regrouping in the first intermission, what other things do you guys need to do better in the second, third period? So if you guys are able to kind of create more chances and maybe play more of a simple game?
You probably just be hitting the head. We have to simplify our game. And we simplified our game. We played the Islanders down the stretch. We simplified our game in the second and third tonight. And that's what we have to do. It's, it can't be a circus act every single night. Especially as it gets going, because you know how it is. Scores go from 6-5 to 2-1, and you got to be able to win those 2-1 games.
Do you ever get tired of watching Vasilevsky make unbelievable saves?
They're going to get a breakaway, and of course it's got to be 88. So you just kind of turn away and hope you hear the crowd cheer, and that's what happened. Well, there was multiple saves he made. We don't win that game without him. And he was front and center in probably our first 10 games and probably got overlooked because of the way the teams played, but you can't overlook him. It's an overtime game. One of those gets by him, we're not standing here, and that was it.
Seemed like he'll have more some chances tonight than in recent games.
Well, is this because it's Thanksgiving? This is a prolonged little thing that's going on here. You're not going to see me tomorrow? Okay, let's go. Try and combine your two questions.
It seemed like Callahan had more offensive chances than he had in recent games. I know you guys don't ask that line to score very much. But
clearly you're doing a story on Callahan tomorrow. Go ahead, sorry.
It seemed like he had more chances than in recent games. It's just a matter of that. Probably what he's doing on his own end to get to that.
We've got a little 7, a little 11-7. I think they had success early. They just built off that, and as I said, they played with energy. They were on it. They were above. They were skating. They were shooting, and that's how it happens. And hopefully, this is a stepping stone for them to just continue that. It was really good.
John, this should be left. You mentioned Kane. How about the block that Hedman made on that led to the shorthanded goal? Was that kind of
It was. That was tough because right before that we'd given up, like a 3-on-1, and it was, as it often always is with Chicago, it was track meet time, but that's what Hedman can do. He just came out and the way we, tried to scout these guys to play defense, they're on him, he made a great play.
Good. Yep. Thanks.
Hey, by the way, I just want to shut those cameras off. Are you ready for this? Okay, here's a picture of you, and here's a picture of a gloom right in the same caption. Do you see that? Doom and gloom?
I was doomed.
See that?
Look at the first word.
You like that.
Hope gleams through gloom. Did you do this? Like, this was actually printed.
I'm waiting right when I was on you back
then. Can you sign this for me?